Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good? It's Skyline time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in another hour here of Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by as we are getting ready for a whole lot of hoops action here tonight, both in the association and in the college ranks, as we've got plenty of top 25 schools going at it here tonight in some games that I'm looking very forward to. And we are getting ready for the tip between the number two team in the country, Iowa State, taking on number nine, Kansas. And Kansas finds themselves as a 5.5-point dog in this one. And it is not often that Bill Self gets to play the underdog card to his team. But that's exactly what they are in this spot, going up against an Iowa State team that has been absolutely bulldozing teams. In fact, an early season, I believe, in Hawaii, if I'm correct, against Auburn in a very close game. That's their only blemish this season. One loss on the year, 15-1, and they find themselves as the number two team in the country. In Kansas, they've had a couple of rough games along the way here, but they are a top 10 team, so that should be a great, great matchup. And that one is getting ready to tip off here momentarily. Also coming up this hour, you will have Michigan State and Coach Izzo at home. East Lansing taking on Penn State. Can you believe that? The Penn State Nittany Lions find themselves getting 12 points against Coach Izzo and the Spartans. Are we overvaluing them here in a Big Ten conference matchup, or are they that good? Maybe they're a little underrated here. We'll find out. We got much more on the college basketball slate, not to mention, of course, the NBA slate, which would be a great time right now for a little Sports Millions Pick'em, where you pick your players, you guess the projections correctly, and win. Let's hear what we've got tonight.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. Joe and Tom here. We're going to get into our Sports Millions Pick'ems. Tom, I know you're going to look ahead to some football. I've got some basketball I want to talk tonight, but let's kick it off with yours.
Yeah, we have the divisional round of the NFL coming up this weekend and an awesome slate of games. Let's get started early with that Saturday game, the Chiefs at home hosting the Texans. And let's go to DeAndre Hopkins, higher than 28.5 receiving yards. He didn't play last week against the Broncos. He didn't go over this mark in the game on Christmas against the Steelers. But outside of that, he was over this mark in 9 out of the 10 games since he joined the Chiefs. I think this is just such a consistent option for Patrick Mahomes. He's going up against one of his former teams. I don't want to throw that into the mix, but ultimately we need to see the yards and the completions go to DeAndre Hopkins, a veteran receiver. And when we look to the Texans secondary this year, they were at the bottom 12 of the league for the most receiving yards allowed per game, not per game, overall in the season, to opposing wide receivers. I think this is an awesome spot for Hopkins to go higher than 28.5 receiving yards.
I love where you're going with that, and I love that revenge angle against a former team, Tom. I think it's a great way to look. And when I look tonight at the basketball court, I'm looking at the matchup between the Toronto Raptors and the Boston Celtics. Now, we know Toronto absolutely struggling this year, and the Boston Celtics should be able to come out and get a nice big win. But I'm looking at one player here for the Toronto Raptors, and that's Poeltl. The big man is so strong at being able to get those rebounds. And when we see him on the court, between 30 and 39 minutes, he is averaging right around 11 rebounds per game. He's going to need to bring that rebound game tonight in this one if they have any hopes of keeping this within the number. So I'm going to look at his rebounds. The number just seems light here. It's 9.5. I will take that to the higher. So that's Poeltl of the Toronto Raptors, higher than 9.5 rebounds, Tom.
Yeah, whether it's basketball, whether it's football, today, moving forward to the weekend, we have plenty to cover and plenty of great picks along the way.
Yeah, we absolutely do. So make sure you come back and join us here tomorrow for another Sports Millions Pick'em.
All right, Joe, we appreciate it. As always, thank you. And we are looking forward to a great night on the hardwood here, both NBA and in college hoops. And in the NBA, as they're getting ready to tip off here in just a couple of minutes, the New York Knicks taking on the Philadelphia 76ers in Philly at the Wells Fargo Center. And the Philly money has been rolling on in here, as it certainly does appear with no Karl Anthony Towns, that the market is not as high on the Knicks as they would have been if he had been playing in this matchup. But in fact, no Karl Anthony Towns. It looks like that number has come down to around five and a half. 220 is the total. And that is a game in which I would look maybe to back the under and expect maybe a little bit slower pace in this one and a little less firepower. But if I'm going to roll with anybody in this game, I'll probably look at Mikal Bridges over his 18 and a half total points in Knicks one, because the Knicks will be without Karl Anthony Towns tonight. In three games without Cat, Mikal Bridges, 20 plus points in each of them. While he hasn't exactly he's been a little inconsistent in January so far, I do see him being that guy that's got to get up 17 to 20 shots. He plays 36 plus minutes a game. No Karl Anthony Towns. I think there was some value on Mikal Bridges in this one to go up and over his point prop at 18 and a half. And again, if you want to take the Knicks, I wouldn't argue with it. Paul George in the lineup here tonight, Maxey in the lineup, those guys getting ready to go here tonight. I also don't mind the look coming up tonight with the Orlando Magic taking on the Milwaukee Bucks, who are on the second of a back-to-back. They handled their business rather easily last night, and I don't think that should be a shock. Although the Sacramento Kings came rolling into Milwaukee, ripping everybody since they fired their head coach a couple of weeks ago. It was what, 7-8 straight wins that they had rattled off, and they came in with all the momentum in that game last night. And the Milwaukee Bucks, who got embarrassed 140 to 106 against the New York Knicks over the weekend. Well, they took it out last night for sure there on Sacramento. 130 to 115 was the win. That game went flying over the total. I do not believe we're going to get that kind of high-scoring affair in this one. The Bucks right now 8-4 to the under in this one, and they just played the Orlando Magic, I believe, last Friday it was, when Paolo Banchero actually returned to the lineup for the Magic, and it was a close one, 109 to 106. Orlando ended up losing late to the Milwaukee Bucks, but Orlando proving that they can absolutely dictate pace and control the boards there. They're going to do that again here tonight if they're going to have a shot of staying within the 6 points that they are getting. I don't mind the under either in this one. 212 and a half, I'd look to the under, but I'll look to take those 6 points here with the Orlando Magic in Milwaukee, and that one coming up next hour. All right, we got much more to dive into, plenty more college hoops to talk about, plenty much NBA action here tonight, and of course, maybe an NFL game or two that's coming up. Game Time Decisions continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in here. Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network as we get ready for a loaded slate on the hardwood here tonight. NBA action, couple of games. One game underway, one more getting ready here in just about 15 minutes. But some Great games out west here tonight. Nobody better to talk the NBA with than our good friend Adam Kaufman here, who no doubt is running to the window to lay two touchdowns with the Boston. Well, maybe not. What's going on, Adam? Your Celtics can continue to lay these absurd numbers, and they don't cover. And it's tempting to want to run to the window, but can you lay 14 with them against this Toronto team?
Look, it's not even that. I mean, they're not winning some of these games outright, let alone covering the big number. They have been wildly inconsistent lately. And really this season, I realize the record is great for the defending champs and they're second in the Eastern Conference, a top three team statistically in the NBA in terms of the standings. And honestly, a whole lot of statistical measures as well. It's a good team. It's a great team even, but they're not running amok, running away with the rest of the league like they were at this point last year, you know, clearing the rest of the NBA by 14 games, whatever it was, going into the playoffs. A little more up and down. Hell, they've lost more games at home already this year in the first half of the season than they did all of last year, and by a decent number at that. You know, when you're looking at this game against the Raptors tonight, I find it hard to sort of separate my Boston bias when I say this. I look at the way they're playing, and I look at the fact that everyone's available. It's a clean sheet in terms of the injury report. You're going to see everybody out there, and I think Boston is well aware of what everyone nationally is saying about this team and how it's maybe not quite as good as it was last year and is just sort of in line for a statement game. And so that in mind, and, you know, I saw it earlier at 12.5, I'm comfortable covering, you know, taking the number and taking the Celtics, you know, laying the points. That said, that's me. And I wanted to make that abundantly clear to the viewers and listeners and you, Joe, because the smart play, probably the right play, is to back the Raptors. Not to win, but just with the points. You know, I think a backdoor cover is incredibly live, especially if the Celtics get off to a hot start and they're, you know, unreal through the first half, three quarters, whatever it is. And then all of a sudden, you know, the G League team, the main Celtics come in for the fourth quarter and the Raptors get that backdoor cover and maybe win it by 9 or 10, as opposed to, again, two touchdowns. So that's probably the right way to play it. I just can't do it. I feel like we need to see a statement win. But there's a happy medium in everything I just said. Probably just take the Celtics with the first half line. Assume it's going to be a solid start and don't worry about what happens down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, and I went with the over in the game because I can see a number of different avenues with the Raptors having the third worst defensive rating in the league, along with the sixth fastest pace. I mean, that looks like a lot of easy, open, wide open looks for guys like, you know, maybe Derek White to get back on. Boy, he's been terrible lately, hasn't he? 6 of 27 from the field. It has not been good, but this is exactly the kind of team a guy like Derek White gets right with here. I thought 229.5 was a bit of a low number. I could see a $120 dropped easily with the Celtics here tonight. So I like the I do like the over in that one, and I hear what you're saying. First half for Boston, I think, is actually a really good median there. What about Memphis and San Antonio? I've seen nothing but
real quick with that. I was going to say real quick because you brought up Derek White. That is another play that I'm on. I played earlier today his over 12.5 points simply because, like you said, it feels like a get right spot off for him. And also, you're just getting value in the number. I mean, so often throughout this year with Derek White, not that he's Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown or even Kristaps Porzingis, but usually with Derek White, you're looking at 14.5, 15.5, 16.5. Yep. If somebody's out, 17.5, 12.5, man, there is value in that number. So I'd play it.
I agree, especially against this defense, for sure. I saw this morning Memphis opened up as a 3.5-point favorite on the road against San Antonio, and yet I've seen nothing but San Antonio money coming in here. Do we not think? I believe Sokan not playing there for San Antonio tonight, but outside of that, it just feels like too much firepower here from Memphis, no?
Look, Memphis is, nobody would argue, the better team between these two. And obviously, it's a little bit difficult when you got to go on the road there down south to Texas and face this team, especially with Wemby on the other side. Thing is, Wemby is, I don't want to say, excuse me, that he's an inconsistent player. It's just statistically, you don't really know what you're going to get. Like, you could generally count on those, you know, 8 to 14 rebounds, whatever it is. But is he going to score 10 points? Is he going to score 30 points? And obviously, in terms of handicapping a game, that makes a gigantic difference. I think there are too many weapons on the other side with Memphis. I played overs, you know, earlier on Ja Morant, you know, took him to 25+. I think that, you know, Jackson's probably in line for a good game. He's a double-figure scorer. I think there's good depth throughout that Memphis lineup. The fact that you can get this thing, like you said, you know, I feel like we're talking football. Inside three, inside the field goal. I mean, Memphis minus 2.5 almost feels a little too good to be true.
Yeah, I agree. And it feels like they're kind of setting you up here a little bit. Oh, please take Memphis. Please take Memphis. I am looking, I think the game of the night is this Denver game at home at almost a pick 'em price here against the Houston Rockets. There's a lot to unpack in this game, but I think it's suffice to say that Denver looks a lot closer to the championship Nuggets right now, that they have their full complement back, than what we may have gotten early in the season, where not a lot of depth. I think Aaron Gordon went down. It totally changed the look and dynamic of the team, but he's back. Now we're getting Jamal Murray dropping 45 in a game like he did last night, and you got triple doubles by Jokic. I love this Houston team, Adam, so I'm going to look very forward to hearing how you're going to approach this one here tonight. And then, for the love of anything NBA, you are going to have to come back and explain to me how in the hell the Charlotte Hornets and the Lakers are laying 5 points against anybody in the NBA. We'll do that when Game Time Decisions continues on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Jerwin Airey joined by Adam Kaufman as we look at the NBA here tonight. Game of the night in Denver here, Adam, between the Nuggets and the upstart Rockets here. Boy, I don't know that I'm getting in front of this Denver train right now. It feels like they're finally starting to hit that stride. What are we doing this game tonight?
I don't have a strong feeling in terms of the side because, like you said, it's just hard to bet against Denver right now. You do have to keep in mind, one, the Rockets are playing excellent basketball on the other side under Ime Udoka. They've won 4 in a row. I think it's 7 out of 10. This is a team that's, again, pretty well-rounded. Doesn't have that, like, superstar, obviously. There's no Jokic over there. You know, you're looking at, like, Şengün and Green and these guys. I did go over, even laddered up some of Jalen Green's points, took him to 30-35. I think it's a spot where he could go off, especially if this thing does stay close. With respect to the Nuggets, though, I think the thing that we really have to look at and consider is they played last night and won going away against the Mavericks, obviously, before the, you know, travel here. But it was a game that was sort of weird in terms of looking at the players and what we should expect tonight. For instance, you know, Jokic had a quiet triple-double, didn't even play 30 minutes. For that matter, you know, none of the starters played 30 minutes in this game other than the 50-burger chasing Jamal Murray, who was out there almost 40 on the way to, like you said, dropping 45 points. I think the correlation here tonight is to expect bigger games from the Nuggets players who were just a little bit quieter last night, and expect some regression out of Murray, who had a decent-sized point line going into this game tonight off of what we saw last night. A little bit of an overreaction. I would go under on Jamal Murray scoring tonight, think that he takes a little bit more of a backseat, figure that Jokic is, again, obviously more involved in the offense. He only had 10 points last night. He obviously had the 10 assists. I think he's going to continue to facilitate and do the Jokic things. Porter's a guy that I thought was going to have a good game last night, and he was fine. Thing is, he just didn't play a whole lot, so he finished at 13 points. I think he is going to be a bigger part tonight. I think Aaron Gordon, you know, who knows? I mean, are we definitely even going to see Aaron Gordon tonight? If we do, obviously he's on the minutes restriction. He only played 18 last night, and I'm surprised, given the script of that game, that he played as much as he did. So he shouldn't be that involved as he works his way back from an injury. I think the Nuggets probably do win the game, but again, don't have any real conviction in that. It's more props that I'd like to be involved with here.
Yeah, it's. I think that's we're gonna good litmus test here for both these teams tonight. We'll see where they stand. I'm still having a hard time trying to figure out how Charlotte is laying points and the Lakers are laying points here tonight, and a couple of buckets at that. Should the Lakers be laying five against anybody, much less the Miami Heat here?
So look, should they? Probably not. You know, they've lost a few in a row. It's, you know, not been great there in La La Land. And I mean that for the Lakers, not obviously what has obviously been tragic and devastating in terms of the wildfires there in Los Angeles. We did see a good response to everything that has happened out there on the court out of the Clippers. The question is whether the Lakers can kind of do the same thing. It's going to sound nuts. And I don't trust them, and I have trouble investing in them. And all of that said, one of my favorite plays on the NBA card tonight is taking the Lakers with the number, believe it or not. I think LA at home tonight against a team, you know it. You're there in Florida, South Florida. Yeah. I mean, all that's going around with this Miami team right now, Jimmy Butler telling, you know, Pat Riley to his face, he wants out, he's not signing an extension. I mean, it's just drama all over the place, coupled with the fact the on-court product has not been great. You know, we're nearing blow-it-up territory for Miami. You factor all of that in with the Bam Adebayo doesn't have the greatest matchup on the other side, obviously, with Anthony Davis, that, you know, I think this actually is a spot that the Lakers do cover the number, crazy as that sounds. I got in last night at 4.5. Like you said, it's at 5 now. I've even seen some 5.5s at points, but I would still take it. I think the Lakers do cover.
Liking the Lakers to cover tonight against the Miami Heat as the Lakers look to get back on track in that one here. I think it's a heck of a night here in the association for sure. I did not hear a big vote of confidence for the Charlotte Hornets, though, so I'm going to assume you might not be laying the points with them. Is that correct, Adam?
No, I don't really want anything to do with the Charlotte Hornets. That said, I would go over on Mark Williams, whether it's his points, whether it's his points rebounds combo. You know, Nick Richards is out of the picture now, man. It's Williams season.
Money to be made here, Adam. We appreciate it. Game Time Decisions continues on
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in here. Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri, and we're joined by our good friend Brady Cannon now. We've got plenty to be excited about this week as divisional round playoffs in the NFL are coming up. Saturday, two games on Saturday, two games on Sunday, which is always great. And we'll talk some NFL here, Brady, but I want to get your thoughts as the PGA Tour in full effect. And then I had to watch Tiger Woods embarrass himself on the TGL last night by hitting shots into the water from 30 yards out, which was unbelievable. But we do have, of course, the American Express, I believe, coming up this week on the PGA Tour. And what are we, some big numbers in this. What are we looking at here this week?
Yeah, maybe the only guy that outdid Tiger Woods was Kevin Kisner, one out of the bunker. That was pretty bad. A couple of blowouts in a row there, the TGL league. But, you know, I thought it's cool. Hey, on a Tuesday night, I'm having fun with it. I'm looking forward to tuning in again next week with Rory in competition there. Hopefully we get a little more drama between the two teams. But, you know, this is a really interesting tournament, Joe, in La Quinta, California, Palm Springs, Palm Desert, what have you. A rotation of courses. They play three different courses, the stadium course by Pete Dye, the Nicklaus Tournament course, and then La Quinta Country Club. It's a pro-am. The courses are really easy. They're set up simple, so they don't beat these amateurs up too bad. The amateurs will play with the pros for the first 3 days, and then they'll have a cut after 54 holes. We come from Hawaii, where, you know, we were one out of two. We hit Hideki, we missed at the Sony, but not a bad couple of weeks work there over on the islands. Those two tournaments, very predictable. Now we go to the American Express, which in my opinion might be the very most unpredictable tournament on the tour calendar. So I'm dumbing down the risk. I'm not playing head-to-heads. I'm not doing finish position markets. I'm going to take a little gamble with a few outright finishers here. I mean, first of all, you've got two of the courses that have no shot link data. So you only kind of have half the stats available, you know, as far as when you're trying to study what makes sense around these golf courses. And if you look at who's won here, I mean, you had John Rahm win, you know, I think he's won a couple of times actually. But then after that, it's Adam Long, Hudson Swafford, Andrew Landry. I mean, four out of the last, Dunlap last year was an amateur, for God's sakes. You haven't had an amateur win on the PGA Tour in 33 years. Four out of the last six winners at this tournament have been triple-digit bombs, and I'm talking like 300 to 1, 500 to 1. The average world ranking is like 150th. So, I mean, guys just come out of nowhere and win this thing. You know, I took some stabs. I tried Kurt Kitayama, UNLV Rebel golfer, has done well here in the past. I primarily went with guys that are very good ball strikers, very good iron play. I think distance off the tee is going to help this week. Really good iron play. And then you just hope to find a hot putter. Not much work is needed around the greens as far as scrambling and short game and all that stuff. It's pretty simple, you know, and you'll see it reflected in the scores. The winning score proposition bet out here, Joe, at the Westgate Superbook is 28 and a half under par. So plan on these guys going low, and you know, you got to throw some darts at some triple digit long shots this week.
Yeah, why not? Now's the time to do it here on the PGA Tour as we ramp up, getting ready, of course, for our first major will be here before we know it. But we do have to get through what is going to be, I think, one heck of a weekend in the NFL here, as we've got, let's face it, Texans, nobody's given a shot against Kansas City. We got the Commanders, it feels like nobody's given a shot against Detroit. Feels like there's an awful lot of people just looking at the chalk here, and something tells me, Brady, that is not the direction you're heading here.
No, not at all, Joe. In fact, I did a couple of teasers that were just completely anti-public. And I think the public is on one dog, and that is the Los Angeles Rams. I think that is the one line that the Baltimore line makes sense too. But the Eagles, I make about a 6.5-point favorite. And I think the Eagles will win that game. Will they cover? I'm not positive. I wouldn't be surprised. But the two dogs you mentioned on Saturday, the Commanders and the Texans, I just think those lines are really inflated because we know the Chiefs are a very public team and the Lions have become one. The whole country's fallen in love with the Lions, me included. I love this team. I hope they go all the way. But am I going to lay 9.5 points? I think there's also teaser protection in there. You know, that's probably inflated by a point and a half or so to keep these books out of, you know, teaser risk with a 6 point, 6.5 point teaser, what have you. I think that line with the Commanders should be probably under 6. I do believe the Lions will win the game, but I'm not sure they'll win it by double digits. And then the Chiefs, you know, they just played this team a few weeks ago and the line was 3.5. Now it's 5 points different. I mean, I can understand it being a little bit different. The Chiefs are getting healthier. You know, they've looked better in the last couple of weeks, but a 5-point adjustment is too much for me. I think this line ought to be in the, I would say 6 at the most. I think 8.5 is too many. And we've seen some 8s out there, but there are also some 8.5s. And that's right in teaser. You know, there's going to be 1,000 teasers on the Chiefs, Joe. There's going to be a lot of teasers on the Lions, and there will be teasers on the Eagles. One of them is going to upset the party here, I imagine.
Yeah, it's coming, right? It has to be here. It just can't be all that chalky, but it does feel like the Bills and Ravens is going to be the game of the weekend here. And dare I say, My fear is, does either one of them, what are they going to have left after the war they're about to go through in Orchard Park? It feels like a big ask to not only go through each other, but then have to go to Arrowhead to take on Kansas City. I mean, suddenly Kansas City, here they go again in a prime spot to make another run at a Super Bowl championship.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's going to be it's a tough draw for both the Ravens and the Bills. And I tell you what, I wouldn't be surprised if the winner of that game hosts the AFC Championship. I would not be surprised if the Texans beat the Chiefs outright. I mean, if they play like they did against the Chargers last week, that's going to be one heck of a ball game, and the Chiefs are going to have their hands full. You know, I played the Bills in a teaser. I think that game is ripe for a teaser. Whoever's getting a point and a half, play that dog and tease it up to 7.5. I think, you know, that's just a no-brainer right there. But it feels like the majority is jumping on the Ravens bandwagon here, and I understand that. I made the line 1.5, and when I crunched all my stats, it came out to 4. I think what you see in front of you as of late looks like the Ravens, but I want to go the other way. I want to be contrarian in all four of these games here. And I think the contrarian side at this point, the unpopular sides at this point, Joe, are the Texans, the Commanders, the Eagles, and the Bills.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I have a very sneaky suspicion here that I don't believe that Eagle game. There's supposed to be snow, the weather not going to be great. But boy, does that feel like a running game and a under to me at 44. That's going to be a tough one because both those defenses are pretty darn good. And dare I say, maybe those two defenses right now are the best of the rest here, Brady, with the Eagles and the Rams?
I would say, I mean, the Rams have not had a great defense all season long, and their pass defense has been very susceptible, but boy, have they improved in the last handful of weeks. Ooh. And we know the Eagles currently ranked number one in the NFL. And with the weather you're talking about, Kyron Williams and Saquon Barkley, yeah, why wouldn't it be just run the ball, you know, first one to 24 and get out of Dodge.
I agree. I think that's going to be a dogfight as well. But hey, got to play the games. That's why they play them, Brady. We appreciate it as always. Game Time Decisions continues here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in here. Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network as we're getting ready here. Big night on the hardwood. Only a couple games in the NHL here tonight, but plenty going on in college hoops where we got these great top 25 matchups, including anytime you get a number 2 versus number 9, boy, it's kind of must-watch television. And the good news is coming up top of the hour, our good friend Scotty Wetzel will have all the action covered for you, including with Iowa State and Kansas. Scotty, it feels like this is going to be a heavyweight fight between these two teams out of the Big 12. 5.5 felt like a big number for Iowa State, but how did you decide to go with this one?
Yeah, game's underway, Joe. No big deal because the number is about the same as what it was to start with the over-under. You know, we've been doing this before, and I've told you before, and Kansas pumps out nothing but unders. The number one under team in college basketball this season, the Kansas Jayhawks, a mind-boggling 14-1 under. Yep, you heard that right, Joe. 14-1. It's underway. The number is 145.5, you know, depending on the service you use in-game live. You generally try and do games that haven't started already, but I couldn't pass up a 14-1, and I'm glad it's at a normal pace here. So love the under Kansas. Forget about who's going to win. Sit back, enjoy the game. And just keep in mind, last game, Kansas had about 80 points, literally the first half. And then the second half, they shut down. I forget who they were playing. I forget who it was, but they held that team to like 25 points in the second half, and even that game went under. So give me the under, Kansas, yep. Iowa State, 145.5 right now in game live.
I love that one. Also, I got to tell you, quietly, Coach Izzo over at Michigan State has put together a pretty darn good team. Nobody seems to talk about. They're at home taking on Penn State, 11.5. I don't know that it's high enough, Scotty, to be quite honest with you. Penn State's terrible.
Yeah, another game that just tipped off. But it's funny, Joe. I was going to say the same exact thing. It's weird to say no one's paying attention to Michigan State, right, with the history and Izzo and everything. But then very quietly, they're 14-2. They're covering the spread like it's nobody's business. 11-5 against the spread. They're at home, and they're only laying 11.5 against a mediocre at best Penn State team that's lost 3 in a row and is only 7-10 against the spread. I mean, if this is not a 15-20-point Michigan State win tonight, I'd be real surprised. The number is 12.5. You know, like I said, they just tipped off. So even if it is 12.5, go ahead and buy it. I think they win by, you know, in that 15 to 20 point range tonight. I like Michigan State a lot at home tonight.
Yeah, I do. I do too here. And I thought, listen, Tennessee went from being the number one team until they visited Florida and got absolutely destroyed. Yeah. Now they're considered the sixth best team, but Georgia, boy, oh boy, they've been playing some pretty tough basketball here. This too feels like a big defensive battle. What are you looking at?
Yeah, I am. You know, big bounce back spot. You're right, Tennessee getting embarrassed like they did against Florida. So I got two strong under teams. Forget about who's going to win. I don't want to lay double digits with Tennessee at home, even though they're terrific at home. But more importantly, under 10-6 Tennessee, under Georgia 10-6 under this season as well. So the number's a little low, 133.5. But if we do get the nail biter that we're hoping for, then this has got 62-61, you know, 61-58 written all over it, not 72-71. So give me the under 133.5 Georgia Tennessee.
Oh, I love that one. And of course, Houston, who is apparently going scorched earth on everyone. Remember us, they say? Well, they're taking on a West Virginia team who, listen, has been very surprising so far this year. But I think there's levels to this. And going into Houston, and they are a big, 15.5, 16.5 point favorite. But you're going to look at the total instead here.
Yeah, you know, I hate laying that kind of wood in a college basketball game. It's just, man, you really got to whack a club, right? So I love playing unders on Houston games. The numbers are way down, like this one, 124.5. You know, it takes a lot for that not to go over, right? And that's why Houston's over-under is only 8-7. But I'm going to do it tonight. West Virginia stinks. They're 9-5-1 under as well. So they're a halfway decent, low-scoring under team. So this has got, you know, 70-50, 65-45, you know, or 65-50 anyway, you know, right around the point spread, Houston win. Let's go with the under. They're an automatic underplay for me. They've been real good for us over the years, Joe. Like I said, this year, 8-7 because the numbers are a little lower, but I still think they get the job done, especially at home.
Yeah, I always love them in the first half because they always demolish teams and bury them early. And they're up by double digits, and then they just coast in the second half on that one. Huge night also in the NBA here, Scotty. Let me get your quick thoughts on the game that already started between the Knicks and the Sixers. No Karl Anthony Towns, doesn't appear to be an issue thus far here as they are up 41-30. Were you leaning one way or the other in that one?
But 70, I was, and listen, it looks like hindsight, right? Yeah, I was going to play the Knicks. I don't mind playing on teams that don't have their superstar players. We've talked about that over the years, right? And they are up 11 right now, 41-30. 76ers getting crushed last night. I mean, they're really just a mess. No one plays for them. You know, Paul George still out, and Embiid still out, and they have not picked up where those guys, you know, have left on them. It's a rare team without their star players where they don't even show any life whatsoever. So Knicks by 11, I would still lay the 11.5.
And certainly, I was talking to Adam earlier about laying two touchdowns with the Celtics. You got to be out of your mind as they're down 15-5 against Toronto in Toronto. The market continues to overvalue them, and they sometimes don't even win these games as double-digit favorites here, Scotty. It's crazy. Yeah.
And they're even still laying 9.5. Down 10, albeit early. And they're still laying almost double digits. I mean, wow, that is just if you keep on betting them, you're going to keep on losing. I would be going against the Celtics every night.
In a big way. All right, don't go anywhere. When we get you back, we'll run through your best bets here in the association, and we'll get you ready, of course, coming up top of the hour. In-game live is coming your way. You don't want to miss it. Game time decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in here. Game time decisions on the Sports Grid Network as we look to pass the baton off to our good friend Scotty Wetzel here in game live. He and Dave Sherapan will have you covered on all of these games. And Scotty, before we get you out of here, great night in the association. Run down your bets for us here. I couldn't find anybody. Felt like this Memphis-San Antonio game, like they're begging you to take Memphis. Yeah, I can't for the life of me figure out why San Antonio is only a 2-point underdog in this one.
Yeah, we got some strange lines tonight, Joe, in the NBA. We really do. We'll start there, right? Memphis laying 2, 2.5 at San Antonio, right? So why is that a strange line? Well, obviously Memphis is a lot better than San Antonio to begin with. Memphis owns, and when I mean owns, they own San Antonio 14-1 against the Spurs their last 15 meetings. And I get it, this is a little better San Antonio team than what we've seen, but still 14-1. You got to take that into account. Memphis has won at San Antonio 10 of the last 11 meetings, so don't think being at home is going to help the Spurs. And then Memphis overall 23-9 against the spread their last 32 games, and you're getting basically a pick 'em. Don't get it. I'll take it. You know, lay the 2, 2.5. How about Milwaukee at home laying only 6 against Orlando? I thought for sure when I saw this line, the Greek Freak was really not Greek, isn't playing tonight. No, he's playing. And Chris Middleton, who's been in and out of the lineup without injuries, is supposed to play tonight as well. I mean, the Bucks, you talk about, again, dominating Milwaukee. 20-2 their last 22 games against the Orlando Magic. Again, this Magic team might be a little bit better, but really it's not this one. The one that started the season, yes, but then they've been killed by injuries. They were only 4-6 their last 10. Give me Milwaukee at home, laying only 6. How about the Denver Nuggets at home, laying only 1.5 to Houston? I get it. Rockets, pretty good team. You know what? I'll buy into them. I like that a lot. But Denver, 10-1 their last 11 against the Rockets at home. They're 8-3. Denver struggling? No, they're 8-3 straight up and against the spread their last 11. And the Joker and Jamal Murray both expected to play tonight. Aaron Gordon might be questionable, but you're getting the main two. And they're at home? Pick them? That's a little too much respect for the Houston Rockets, Joe. And then the last one might be the best one overall, just as far as funny, goofy lines go. I'm going to grab the Jazz, Joe, at home, getting 5 against Charlotte. I would make the Charlotte Hornets a 5-point favorite over Topeka High. I really wouldn't. Charlotte, 1-15. 1-15, Joe, their last 16 road games. 2-19 straight up their last 21 games overall. Utah, 11-2 straight up last 13 games against Charlotte. The Jazz playing better of late, Jazz purposes anyway. 10-3 against the spread last 13 games. And I'm getting them. And more importantly, I'm being asked to lay 5 on the road with Charlotte. Listen, could be 4 sucker bets, Joe. Who knows? We may go 0-4, but you have to really put a gun to my head, dare I say that, to go the other way on these bets. These would be a classic opposite pick bets. They really would.
I'm with you, Scotty. I'm laughing at some of these lines here tonight in the association. But the good news is we get to follow along with you here tonight. So we'll see if they're baiting us into betting a few of these teams here tonight with the lines. But Scotty's going to have you covered coming up here on In Game Live, starting in just a couple of minutes, him and Dave Sherapan. So no need for you to have to go anywhere. All the action side by side coming up for you, including some great games still in college hoops, getting ready to start, in fact, in the next round of games here, including those 8 o'clock ones. But I will tell you, at Kansas and Iowa State right now at the break, Iowa State up 10, 40-30 right now is what we are seeing in that game there. I think that is going to be very interesting. And the Dayton Flyers, 20-2 straight up at home over the last couple of seasons. Yeah, they're down 12 right now to George Mason. Wow, what a interesting turn of events there for the Dayton Flyers. Do they have enough in the tank to come back here tonight against George Mason on their own home courts? They're getting embarrassed there. Still to come here, of course, we're looking forward to Florida State taking on Pittsburgh. Another one of those home dogs that might be of interest to some folks. And late night, little UNLV, the Running Rebels, also getting points at home against Utah State. We've got you covered in-game live coming up next. We'll see you again tomorrow here on Game Time Decision.